tough times for the men's tennis team by being humbled at the hands of Santa Barbara Community College. Although there was a defeat, there was some silver lining with a big win for the Falcons. Staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.
Cerritos College men's tennis suffered a loss to Santa Barbara Community College Tuesday at home. Santa Barbara was able to win 5 of the 6 singles tennis matches at Tuesday's game, while Cerritos won only one singles match. A match that was won by Cerritos' Chris Nui, who delivered Santa Barbara's Miles Seaman his first loss since the season began with a score of 4-6 in the first set, 6-4 during the second set, and Nui sealing his victory with 10-3 in the third set. Men's and women's tennis head coach at Cerritos College, Alvin Kim, says,
That was a big, really big win for Chris Wee, our number one, to beat Miles Seaman, who's, you know, number one for a very good team. We've been trying to fight for seedings individually for the regional tournaments coming up, and so that really helps him.
Nui's teammate, Kyle Porter, did not fare so well with 6-0, 6-1 loss against Santa Barbara's Joshua Crisp Jones. Porter says that his opponent...
Yeah, he's a really skilled player. He showed me that I have a lot to work on.
Were there any problems that you feel you need to work on?
Just my return to serve. It's just good practice playing a good player like that for the future matches I'm going to have.
Porter added that his return serve needed more work. Todd Jenkins was able to win the second set of the match for the Falcons, but was not able to secure his victory in the third set with scores of 6-1, 4-6, and 11-9. Jenkins talked about what he does before the match.
Today I just put in the practice needed. I came in with a strong mental game. There's nothing you can really do until you actually face your opponent. You know, you prepare the best you can, warm up your strokes, everything needed. Hydrate, just do all that before, and then, you know, hope for the best.
He explained his match against Santa Barbara's Troy Aiken by saying,
I struggled the first set. I only got one game the first set, and then the next set I really picked up my game and pulled it together. And after that first set, it was an entirely close match.
Jenkins feels that major issues he should work more on are his footwork, how he approaches the ball, and serving. Kim says Santa Barbara has a really good team this year and is definitely one of the top 10 teams in the state. He thinks that Cerritos tennis team is doing better.
I think as a team we're doing better, and especially towards the end of the season, we've been working a lot harder. It's not really something that our team's been doing poorly. I think that the depth of men's tennis this year is really deep.
According to Kim, some of the top colleges that the men's tennis team has faced this season are Mount San Jacinto College and Ventura College. It's no surprise that these colleges are a challenge, since Mount San Jacinto is currently number 2 in Southern California and Ventura College comes in at number 3. The loss brings Cerritos' men's tennis record to 11-9 for the season. The South Coast Conference tournament will be hosted at Cerritos all day on Thursday and Friday. For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.